Today's daf is daf Nun Dalid, and we're up to the two dots and in the middle of the daf. So the Mishnah said, Umaze bishlishi ubishvi'i v'soter. So we read at the end, and we mentioned earlier that there is a very ambiguous closing line of the Mishnah. It says there that the Nazir is maze bishlishi ubishvi'i. V'soter et hakodmim, that's fine. He needs the parat chatat, the parat duma. Then the third day or the seventh day, he has to be sprinkled. All of the days until then, he's soter, they're no flim. The question is, when does he begin the nazirut? You remember back early on in the Masechta, we had a machloket. Exactly at what point does the individual begin? We had a number of different shitot over there, either on the seventh day, or immediately on the eighth day, whether or not you bring your karbanos, or only when you bring your karbanos, and so on. Now the Mishnah continues on to say something which is confusing. Einu matchilim not ela ad shiyitaher. What exactly does ela ad shiyitaher mean? I mean, ad shiyitaher could mean only the next day, after Ha'ariv Shemesh. It could mean ad shiyitaher meaning until he does the hazoya and the tefillah. Achiyatahir could mean Achiyatahir viyaviyat korbanotav. And I mentioned to you that there is a girsa in the Mishnah, viyaviyat korbanotav, which would mean that he can't begin counting until after actually bringing the korbanos. And Tosis proves from today's Gemara that that's impossible. There can't be such a girsa. It's got to be umevi at korbanotav. Because otherwise we could have been medayik directly from the Lashon of the Mishnah. So if it says umevi et korbanot, that would be a separate issue. And plus he has to bring korbanot. Or it could be ad shiyitaher umevi et korbanot zav. I mean, then it's not clear. Okay, so this is today's, the Gemara is interested in understanding the Mishnah more clearly. Yibaylu. Hodik toni ad shiyitaher. What exactly does ad shiyitaher mean? Does ad shiyitaher mean bishvi'i koi? We're on the seventh day. Now, this next piece is only correct according to the Mefarish, because the Tosis and the Mefarish argue in the sugya earlier about whether if you hold that you begin Bishvi, whether that means that you need Arif Shemesh to begin Bishmini in the morning, and that's the meaning of Achiyatahir, which is the way the Mefarish learns. And these next words follow the Pirish of the Mefarish. Or, as Tosis proves over there, it can't mean that. It has to mean that you begin immediately Bishvi without Harif Shemesh, according to which the next words do not appear here, and that's not in Tosafos Girsa, that is Ad the Ovid Harif Shemesh. So he's darshing the word Ad Shiter, the way the Gemara in Brochus darshens it, to do Harif Shemesh. Tosafos Girsa, Lushitasa, is not Harif Shemesh, but rather the Ad Shi Yazev Gilach. Tova v'hiza v'gilach, not Erev Shemesh, because it's talking about Shvi, the start on Shvi. Okay, so here too, the gears that we have in the Gemara should reflect these two shitot. If this were the case, then it would be going Aliba, Mani, Reb Eliezer. That would be keneged the Chachomim who hold that you do not require, the Chachomim hold you do require the Korbanos, Reb Eliezer holds you don't. Maybe indeed we're talking about the eighth day, and when it says ad shiyitaher, it actually means that he has to bring the korbanos. So you can see clearly, it couldn't have said in the Mishnah Beferish, ad shiyavi korbanotav, correct? I mean, otherwise the Gemara makes no sense. So ad, when it says ad shiyitaher, it means ad shiyavi korbanotav, in which case money rabbanon, this would be going, I'll leave it the rabbanon who hold, odilma bishmini koi. Umay achiyatahir, achiyavi korbanotav. Umani rabbanani, that would be going, I'll leave it to rabbanan who hold that you need to actually start on the eighth day and bring your korbanos then. Tashma says, then Gemara, let me bring you a raya. Then the Mishnah in the next piece, which we're about to have today, where it talks about cases where the nazir does not require giluach, does not require to be soiser es yomav, and that's the whole list that we're about to begin. There it says at the end that after the nazir is mittaher, Then at that point he begins immediately. Mona miyad. Now obviously that's in contradistinction to the first part of the Mishnah, which is what we call our Mishnah so far. So there ha-reisha. If in the reisha it doesn't say mona miyad, it says achi tahir, obviously it's adding something to the mona miyad, which is the seventh day of the next Mishnah. And it must mean achi avi korbanotav. In which case we'll be going on libidarabbanan. The amri nezirut tahora ad shmini lo chayla. There's no way to begin your nezirut until the eighth day and hakravat korbanot. So we have a resolution from the next Mishnah as to how to read the first Mishnah. I must tell you that you let me get away with things much too easily. You know, there's a brilliant, brilliant Purish, unbelievable, of the Nefesh HaChaim. I mean, in his Sefer Novus, it's called the Ruach HaChaim. But he says like this, it says, in the first parak, Havei mit'abek ba'afar raglehem, right? Yeah. So what does that mean? That you sit around in the dust of the people that are sitting and learning Torah, and you accept whatever you're told, mit'abek. He says, wait a minute, mitabek with Yaakov Avinu and the Malach means that they were fighting the whole night. Mitabek ba'afar agleim, this is his lashon. Asur letalmid lekabel et divrei rabo. Asur. Asur letalmid lekabel et divrei rabo b'makom sheyesh lo kushiyot. Maybe he's right. Maybe the Talmid is right. So what, is it going to be quiet? The Rebbe said, what if the Rebbe said? Kol Shekein, when he's obviously an idiot, he can't read the Gemara, so you should say, hey, stop. Well, we'll be Merchia you this time. Now give us a rousing Zucht. Aval, Hasechachot, Vehapiraot. However, in contradistinction to the original first part of the Mishnah, we're over there, we had two sets, one of which, whether it's Maga, Maso, or Oel Mamish, it would be in all the same, all the three cases would be the same, and the Nozer would have to be Megaleach and would lose the days and bring Karbanos. Or we had one set, which even though the Mishnah only mentioned a set that had one member to it, namely the Etzem Kisaora, that would only be Metame, Bemago, Bemasa, and not Be'oel, and there too the Nozer would require the Mazoya Shlishi Vishvi and to be Migaleach and to lose his first days. We saw that there were other members of the set possibly that weren't mentioned in the Mishnah Beferish. For instance, maybe the cases that were Metame Bechatzikav would be Metame not Be'oel, but would still be Metame with a Rova and so on. Those cases could be there included that we discussed yesterday when we discussed the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Okay, here the Mishnah begins a list of, also, it doesn't split it up very clearly, but there's also a number of different sets of things here upon which the Nazir is not Megaleach. First of all, the most obvious of them are cases where the Tumah itself is a Drabbanan. Now, there's cases where the Tumah is Drabbanan because there's no such Havas, Tuma, except min rabbanan, as we'll see. There's cases where the tuma is min rabbanan because we're dealing with a suffix tuma brishus harabim, which midiraisa is tohar. But the rabbanan said to be machmir afal pikein. So that's also a tuma de rabbanan, we'll call it. Then we had, of course, the cases where midiraisa it's tame, and the nazir will require shlishi v'shvi, but nonetheless, it's not megaleach. Because as we saw, we have a whole different standard. Halacha l'meishe mi-Sinai. We said from Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, like the Zekenim of the Doris, the later Doris, they clarified the different standards for normal Kachim and Tyrus, the normal dinim of giving off Tuma, as opposed to the Halacha of the Giluach of the Nazir. So the Mishnah begins with some of the easier aspect, and that would include aval hasichachot vapiraot. Now, what sichachot are? There's a number of different pirushim. Tosfos in Nida actually goes into a number of different approaches. So, a sichachot could be the most simple case, which would make it fit with the piraot, is that you have leaves of a tree, wide leaves, in which the leaves extend over Rishus HaRabim. There's a mace under one of these leaves, which is maybe a satuma. But there's an awful lot of branches. Each one of them is a separate ohel, basically. And now, if the nazir passes underneath them, in Rishus HaRabim, Sumit Yeraisa, Savik Tumim, Rishus HaRabim, Mistor. The Rabbanim were machmer not to be semich on that in any way to treat it as tuma. But certainly he cannot be Megaleach, he cannot be Sersa, maybe Karbonis, and so on. And there we weren't machmer at all to treat it as tuma. So, for the nazir. So therefore the Sechot would be the same as the Piraot. Piraot is where you have stones that are sticking out of a wall or a building. And again, some learned that there perhaps there was a mate, maybe a nafil that was buried underneath the stone within the wall, and therefore any stone that is jutting out would be maybe a satuma, or maybe there's tuma on the ground, whatever the case is, but again, he's not sure whether he went under that stone. He's walking along the street. And that would be the suffix. Yeah, that would be the simplest way of learning it. So there are two sechachot de perot, two examples of cases where we have a suffix tuma b'rishut harabim, and the rabbanan amachmer, but not legabi nazir. The other pirish of Sechachot is a very interesting pirish, in which the Sechachot represents an entirely new type of Gezeira Drabonon of Tuma. What is that? You have a tree in which the branches are not a Tefach. However, in aggregate, obviously, there's a Tefach. But really, these things are not connected with each other. So the Rabbanan were Gezer, where you have a lot of branches, even though there's no branch that would be Mavis Atuma directly. But because they move around and they're next to each other and so on, so we're gozer that the entire area should be considered to be as if you're underneath the Noel HaMeitz, even though it's clear that there's not that much vada'ut that you're under Noel HaMeitz. Okay, and they were gozer tuma, that not too is a tuma rabbona. And therefore, it's not sufficient for the nozer to be megaleich, and rabbona were gozer legabi nozer. So that's a simple case of not suffic tuma, but rather derabbanan deketuma. Now there's other cases which are also essentially derabbanan, they may be based on a suffix, such as the Beit HaPras. So the Beit HaPras really is a soda where you were chayresh, and there was a kever that had been lost in that field, or that you knew, and it was nechrash in the field, and now we're worried we're making zera that maybe it pulled etzem kisaira in some kind of place within melo ma'ana, and therefore the entire field, minarabonim, becomes tamei, kohen's not allowed to go on. However, obviously, it's not all that likely that he actually came into contact with the etzem kisaira, but we're gezer, but not lagabe, nozer. Eretz ha'amim, we've seen many times, is that there's a gezer of tuma on chutz loretz. We'll see in our sugya bibik, or tomorrow is the main sugya, about which, again, we've discussed many times, is Eretz Amim basically gezerah to prevent people from going to Chutz Lawrence? Or is Eretz Amim basically a gezerah that were chayish for the soil of Eretz Amim, that it should be metame, maybe it includes they weren't careful with where they're buried, or maybe there were so many murdered Jews that we were gezer, the whole thing is considered to be one vast basic forest. The differences would be whether it's the air that's matame, it's called avira, or whether it would actually be matame as an oil over the gush itself, that's called the gush matame. Fine, but that's it's clearly a din d'rabbanan, and there too we weren't gezer legabe the halachas of nazir. Now there are other cases which are tumas d'oraisa, however, which we know halacha l'mesha misinai, despite the fact that it's b'chayev mamish. The same dinim has zoyash v'shvi in the whole business. It is not mechayev giluach of a nazir, and it's not seis of the yomim harishanim. What would those cases be? Well, we have first of all the case of golol v'dofek. Now, golol v'dofek again is many, many shitas. However, there is a common denominator of all of the shitas, and that is that a golel is essentially that which covers over a kever. And a dofek is that which provides support for that cover. Now, what exactly that means, translated into practical terms, there's many approaches among the Rishonim. Rashi's famous approach is that it's talking about the orein of the mace, so that the cover of the orein is the golo, and the sides that support the cover is the dofek. Rabbi Natan's approach all over is that it's talking about a matseva, basically, the way we make matsevas here, in which you have a big slab of Evan that runs horizontally. That's the Gerlel. And then you have the pieces on the side. That's the Dayfik. Others learn, but it's the same Yesod. Others learn that it's basically referring to the ceiling, the seal with the S, S-E-A-L, the ceiling of a kuch, so that a stone was put into place. That's a golel, even though there it's vertical, not horizontal. That's not the main point. The main point is, so where's the support? If it's vertical, the support is the little pieces that are put in to keep it in place. So that would be called the dofik. But you could see the common denominator in the approaches. It's a yesod of ceiling and support for the ceiling. And there's many other shittas along the same lines. Now that's mitame, but a nazir is not megaleach. A revi is tam is normally mitame. However, we saw before for a nazir you need a chatzim lug of dam, an ohel. Now, according to those who learned stam ohel here, not associated with rovat somos. So then it would mean, this is the way the Rambam understands it, the ohel would mean someone who is nogea in an ohel. We saw before that the ohel, remember we were talking about getting your snozzle into the house first, how it would be that you wouldn't be tamei, that would be nogea, the ohel, basically. Because even though you're not in the house, but you touched it. You already put your finger in the door, and that has something to do with be'a b'miktsas. You're not tamei be'ohel, but you're tamei b'negea be'ohel. And then we had, of course, the rova atzamot. So the rova atzamot, here again, this is dependent on whether we understand that the rova atzamot, the nazir, would be megaleach on if he was nose, and the Mishnah was only previously excluding it from ohel, when it said you need the chatzi kav atzamos, or whether it excludes it completely. That depends how you would read. Some have the ohel of rova atzamos. Kelim hanogim b'meit. Now this is already a little bit vague. I mean, kelim hanogim b'meit could be referring to bechal al cheref, but then it would be mamish. It would be matame, the same din exactly as the mate. We're going to see that today the Gemara's assumption is that it's kelim that became tame through the gia b'meit, and therefore they would only be matame in order to be a rishon. So certainly it wouldn't be seis in the naziris. And then we have now a third set. And what is the third set? Other tumais that make it impossible for the nazir to count, but are not seiser his naziris. And what is that? We have the case of the yemei sifaro and yemei gemaro, where you have a mitzora who is now counting the days to be able to bring his karbanas on the eighth day. So during those days do not count towards the naziris, but they don't cancel the naziris. But yemei gemaro, that's usually referred to as yemei chiluto, where the Kohen was maklid, he's of a mitzvah of vadai, and he's tamei, he's not seiser, his naziris, although it causes problems because of the need for his tiglachat, as we know, at the end. Richie? So then he has to have the time for his regrowth of the hair and so on. But that's a different issue, and that's not necessarily seiser all of the days. That's only seiser shloishim, that he should have sufficient hair to be able to grow. So it's not the same as stira anyway, and it's certainly not mechayev and the karbanos of a nazir or anything like that. So al elu, on all of the above, ein nazir megaleach, on the cases where it's applicable, mazir b'shlishi b'shvi, obviously not all of the cases are mazir b'shlishi b'shvi, I mean, certainly there's no din of azoya shlishi b'shvi on a mitzera, that's for sure. Mazir b'shlishi b'shvi, v'ino sotir et hakodmim, he does not cancel any of his previous days, though they're not oila l'minyan nazirut, the ones that he has now. And matchil umona miyat, as soon as he finishes now the process of tahira, whether that be from the tzaras or whether that be from the tumas mace that he has or which he wasn't megaleach, he begins counting immediately, which we were just bedayek a moment ago, that to begin counting immediately means basically to not require waiting till Shemini and Avos Karbonais. This case, obviously, there's no Avos Karbonais. The Karbonino, he has no Karbon. Be'emet Amru. Now, Be'emet Amru, according to Rishalmi, means literally, Halacha L'Meshu Misina. In the Bavli, there are some Rishonim, it's Ki'ilu, it's Halacha L'Meshu Misina. It's absolutely Muskan B'fnei, it's something that you don't argue, but it's Halacha, it's B'kubel Midoiris. באמת אמרו ימי הזוב והזבה וימי הסגרו של מצורה, הרי אלו עולים לו. We have now yet a fourth category. The fourth category is days in which the Nazir is indeed Tameh and requires Tahira, but those days continue to count towards his Nazirut. So if a Nazir is a Zov, see if he's a Mitzayra Muklatz, then in a Chinami, the days don't count, and we have to wait until he starts counting, but continues counting, not is Tosar what was before. In the case of the Tum in the first Mishnah, he stops counting, has to start all over again. That's another case. Then we had cases here in which the days actually count towards your Nazirut. And that's the case of a Zov, or a Zava, obviously if the woman is a Nazira, or in the case of Hezger. Hezger means it's not yet Mukhlat. The Kohen is going to be coming back to review the case at the end of 7 days, or at the end of the next 7 days, as the case may be. That during that period, those days count towards the Nazirut. Says the Gemara, the Elu Hina Sechachot. What do we refer to by Sechachot? Ilan HaMesach Al Ha'aretz. Again, the Gemara is not being very clear about what the issue is, but as I mentioned in the Mishnah, there's a number of different ways of learning that. Either that there's no shear of a Tefach in each branch, that's Exeret Rabbanan, or that there's a Suffolk whether he walked under this branch or that branch, and maybe it's a Suffolk Tumer Bishas Rab. Upraot, what are praot? Praot are avanim that are yotzot min hagader. So you have certain piece stones now that jut out, either because it's poorly made or because it's decorative and it's nicely made, but whatever the case may be. He passed under one of them. He's not sure which one he went under. So over there, if he's in Rishus HaRab, normally he would be tor, other than the fact that the Chachomim were geyser, but Lagabe Nazir, they weren't. V'eretz ha'amim, iboilot. No, because there may be a fetus under the...
Right, in the wall.
Right. Baruch ato Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaRuach HaKoneh B'Dvaro. Iboilo. Our question is like this. Eretz HaAmim, we mentioned the next case in the Mishnah is Eretz HaAmim. Is that Gezera of Eretz HaAmim? Is that Mishum Avira Gozrala? The same way we say that, Avira Eretz Yisrael Machkim. So you don't have to be my hill on Eretz Yisrael. You could be driving. It's also machkim, right? So over here also, if you hold it, it's Bishum Avira. So then Lamaisa, even if you would be in something that isn't Mekabel Tuma, it would be Chetzis Bifnei Atuma, and so on and so forth, it wouldn't matter. It would still be a Gezerah. What would be the point of this Gezerah? You're in a protected environment, which is not Mekabel Tuma, or you're in an airplane, or whatever the case may be. The purpose is, it's a gezeira, not to be a tzilachutzlar, it's to recognize that it's metame your body, the way it's metame your soul, so to speak. So over there, it wouldn't matter if you were actually ma'il or not. Odilma mishum gusha gazru alav, or is it essentially a case in which we consider that there are so many possibilities of a mace, either because of the number of murdered Jews that have died there, or according to Shitas that Akum are mitame ba'el, it would be because of the mace Mabul, and it was be'ikr because they would go to Bovel. But whatever the case is, over there it would actually be mitame as a mace ba'el. But you could protect yourself by basically helicoptering, if you hold Oil Zorok, all these the questions then of Oil Zorok, but you require an actual Turma. And we'll see later on details of the questions. Tomorrow we get into the details of Eretz Ami. So, Dimei Mishum Gusha Gazrola, Toshma. Let's take a look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Umaze Bishlishi Bishvi'i. That even though in these cases the Nazir is not Megaleach, nonetheless he requires Hazoya Vapora Duma. V'i Amri B'shuma Avira. If you're telling me that it's a new Gezerah, a new type of Gezerah, it's not Tuma in the literal sense in which you'll be have to be Chayish for Tumas Oil and so on. It's a new concept of the air. I mean, obviously Tuma can't go through the air, right? Tuma is a disturbance in a Tuma field. It has nothing to do with whether there's air there or not air there. Either the beam hits you, it doesn't hit you. There's no way to become Tommy in the airspace. So Mamela, I mean, it's ridiculous to say you need Hazoya Shlishi Vishvi for a new halakha that isn't really based on Tuma. What would that be doing there? Yamed Bishuma Vira, Hazaa, Lamali, what are you doing Hazoya for? Ela Lav Mishum Gusha. So we see clearly, if the Mishnah is ready to talk about Hazoya Shlishi Vishvi, then obviously Tuma of Chutzarat is a real din of Chashash of bones and some of the bodies that are Matame. And because of that, you have to be Mazir B'Shlishi B'Shvi, but nonetheless, it's not among the Tumot that are Nazir is Bengaliach. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Mishum Avira. It's possible that the Chutz La'aretz Tuma is indeed a new halacha because of Yetzia L'Chutz La'aretz, and there's no din of Gush. And so you'll say, why do I need Shlishi B'Shvi? You don't. Who says you need Shlishi B'Shvi? Well, what do you mean? The Mishnah says Shlishi B'Shvi. No, the Mishnah is obviously not referring to all of the cases. Well, you're going to say the Mishnah is referring to the case of Mitzera? Mitzera needs Shlishi B'Shvi. No, I understand. The Mitzera, I mean, that's not even Tumas Meis, but all of the cases of Meis require Shlishi B'Shvi, right? No, says the Mishnah. Chikatoni Ashara, and I'll prove it to you. It's saying that you need Shlishi B'Shvi on the other cases of Tumat Meit, and I'll show you that it can't mean on all of the cases you require Shlishi B'Shvi, because look, I mean, Achinami Mistavra. One of the cases is, Midiktani, V'kelim hanogim b'meit, where you touched kelim that had touched a mate. Now, there's no possible way that you would require Shlishi B'Shvi for being a Rishon L'Tumah, basically. Now, you're going to be Tomei Tumas Erev. How could you need, you can't, if you're Torah on the next day, how could you need Shlishi B'Shvi to become Torah? It makes no sense. So kelim hanogim b'meit, I mean, hane kelim b'nei hazoi, you don't understand. Could you possibly have been mekabel tuma from a kli to require actual 7 days of tuma? You're only tamei until ad ha'erev. It says beferish that if you're negeah b'kli. So therefore, must be referring to the case, the other cases were with the golol and the dofek and the rova, and the Revi is dumb, which even though it's Matami Mamish to be requiring Shlishi B'Shvi, you're supposed to use your brains. It does. I'm not saying you need Shlishi B'Shvi for every little thing. I'm just saying, despite the fact that you need Shlishi B'Shvi on some of the above cases, don't think that that necessarily means you require Giluach. You don't require Giluach. That's all the Mishnah is saying. It certainly doesn't mean to imply that I'll only discuss Tumot above in which you require Shlishi B'Shvi. But obviously, Kalim are not B'nei Hazayin Yinun. Elashmamina Ashara. Therefore, we can reasonably conclude that the Mishnah is just telling you, despite needing Shlishi B'Shvi, but it's not telling you you absolutely must have Shlishi B'Shvi for all of the above cases of Tumat Meit, any more than it would be telling you require Shlishi B'Shvi for the Tumat of the Zav, for the Mitzar. We're simply not discussing those cases. QED. Shlishi B'Shvi of Isoteri Boilu. Hodik Tani Achiter B'Shvi Koi? And Achiter, again, according to Befarish, we read the words Ad the Avid Erev Shemesh, or according to Tosus, we read Ad the Avid the Taval Vehiza Vegolach, but certainly it doesn't mean Shemini. So that's the would be going Aliba the Manu Mani Rebbe Eliezer. He Odilma B'Shemini Koyu Machi Tayer Achi Aviko Benotav Mani Rabbanani Tashma Midiktani Seifu Matchilu Monem Miyad. So obviously the Reisha is not Miyad. It's not on the 7 day. So my achi yeter achi avi karbanotav, in which case the money rabbanani damer nazir to Torah ach mini lo chayla. Aval hasicha chod vapiraot ubeit apras v'eretz amim v'agolel v'adofek v'yedam v'ohel v'rova atzamot v'kelam anogim b'meit or meisifaro and megimaro alelu ein anazir migaleach. But he will be mazir v'shish v'shvi. But he's ein anazir takodmim u'matchanu monem miyad. The korban ein lo. Bemet amru yemei azav azavav yemei esgero shematzor. Even those yomim themselves during which he's tami are elu olim lo. Ve'elu ein asichachot ilan amei sachal aretz upraot avanim ayotzot bin agader. Ve'eretz ha'amim iboelu. Eretz ha'amim mishum avira gazru alea odilma mishum gusha gazru alea. Tashma umazeh b'shlishi v'shvi'i hi amrit mishum avira. I mean, it's a little bit absurd. Hazaa lamali. Elalan mishum gusha. No, liolam emelacha mishum avira. V'chikatoni, mazah shlishi v'shvi. I mean, that's the ashara, the other cases. Hochinami mistavra, that it's not referring to all of the above cases require shlishi v'shvi. Maybe, tani v'kelim anogim b'meit. Kelim? Hani kelim in a azoinun? Elishma. I mean, our sharaks, clearly we don't necessarily be medayik that it's talking about Eretz Ami.